Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start off with the Bull Durham Blues Festival at the Haiti Heritage Center. That's taking place Saturday, September 7th. The 26th annual Bull Durham Blues Festival, scaled back to just one day this year, is a homecoming for Big Daddy Wilson, who grew up in Eatington, North Carolina, but wound up married overseas after a stint in the service. Though his family had played country and gospel around the house, he never heard blues before frequenting the clubs in North Germany. He's released 7 albums over the last decade, including his latest, I'm Your Man. His voice is crisp and envicular. Imagine Burl Ives as a soul brother. He's explored electric and acoustic blues and injected jazzy sophistication on his early albums with Doc Fraz. He dipped into Piedmont folk blues. Atlanta's Claudette King, B.B. King's youngest daughter, made her American debut with 2010's We're On to Something, showcasing a big, soulful voice. It's more R&B than straight blues, though there's a bit of everything from gospel to jazz pop and even some of her dad's blues stylings. Local talent rounds out the bill, including the sultry torch and blues swing of Rhonda Rubochaw, winner of last year's Triangle Blues Challenge, the sweaty electric blues of Los Angeles transplant Jimmy Haggard, and rocking Chapel Hill young Turk Jason D'Amico with his band The New Blue. This will take place at, again, Saturday, September 7th at 6 p.m. at the Haiti Heritage Center. Tickets for this event are $25 to $35. And for more information, you can find that at haiti.org, and that's spelled haiti.org. We've got some upcoming performances through Duke Performances. The first, for ticket information about any of these performances, you can call the University Box Office between Monday and Friday, 11 a.m. through 6 p.m. That phone number is 919-684-4444. The Blind Boys of Alabama will be performing Friday, September 13th and Saturday, September 14th at 8 p.m., also at the Haiti Heritage Center. Tickets for this performance, $34, $15 age 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. This is for general admission seating. Founded at the Alabama Institute for the Negro Blind in 1939, the Blind Boys of Alabama performed for over 40 years on the gospel circuit before they broke through to worldwide acclaim in 1985, appearing in Lee Brewer's groundbreaking The Gospel at Colonus. 6 Grammy Awards later, their soul-striving live shows remain the stuff of legend. As Ben Harper says, quote, they are the pyramids of gospel music, the birthplace of sacred soul. Now, these Gospel Music Hall of Famers kick off the Duke Performance's new season with a rare 2-night engagement in a venue tailor-made for their voices. At the Haiti Heritage Center, a historic former AME church, the Blind Boys of Alabama will celebrate both their proud tradition and their bold new project set for release just 2 weeks after the concert, an album produced by Bon Iver's Justin Vernon with music direction from Megaphone's Phil Cook. Again, the Blind Boys of Alabama will be performing Friday, September 13th and Saturday, September 14th at 8 p.m. at the Haiti Heritage Center. Coming up on Friday, September 27th, Theo Bleckman, Hello Earth, the music of Kate Bush. He will also be performing Saturday, September 28th. So that's Friday, September 27th and Saturday, September 28th at 9 p.m. at the PSI Theater at the Durham Arts Council. Tickets for these performances, $24, $15 for age 30 and under, and $10 if you're a Duke student, and all those prices are for general admission seating. Why do collaborators from Meredith Monk to Laurie Anderson to John Hollenbeck flock to work with Theo Bleckman? Because Bleckman offers a voice, quote, so colossal, yet so meticulous, he can seem otherworldly. And that's, again, a quote from All About Jazz. Last heard in Durham a season ago fronting Hollenbeck's big band, this supernatural jazz vocalist returns with a band and project of his own. In PSI Theater's intimate black box space, Blackman pays tribute to another singular voice, British art pop innovator Kate Bush, with whom he shares an off-kilter sensibility. The tribute, Hello Earth, his reimagining of Bush's songs, was named one of the top 10 jazz albums of 2012 by NPR. But categories like jazz and pop barely contain Theo Blackman's outsized charisma and interstellar voice. And Theo Blackman will be performing Friday, September 27th and Saturday, September 28th at 9 p.m. at the PSI Theater at the Durham Arts Council. On Saturday, September 28th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium, Finkel, Setzer, Hand Trio will be performing. Tickets are $32 to $26, $15 for age 30 and under, and again, $10 for Duke students, and this is all for reserved seating. Cellist David Finkel, violinist Philip Setzer, and pianist Wu Han make as fine a piano trio as the world knows. Given their resumes, this is no surprise. Finkel spent more than 30 years with the famed Emerson String Quartet. Setzer is a founding member of the Emerson, and Han has an outstanding career as an orchestral soloist and chamber player. Together, these three bring decades of experience to their exploration of the piano trio repertoire. Their program begins where Beethoven began, with that composer's first published work. His serene Trio in G Major pays tribute to his teacher Haydn, all the while hinting at an explosive career to come. They close with two Slavic masterpieces, Shostakovich's arresting remembrance of friends lost in wartime, and Dvorak's take on the Ukrainian folk songs known as Dumki. Again, Finkel Setzer Hand Trio will be performing Saturday, September 28th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. For more information about any of these performances, you can contact the University Box Office Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. That phone number is 919-684-4444. Coming up at the Carolina Theater, Cheap Trick will be performing Tuesday, September 17th at 8 p.m. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in Durham. Phone number for ticket information is 919-560-3030. The prices for this performance are from $48 to $102. Cheap Trick may be one of the most covered bands of all time. Since the 70s, they've been blending elements of pop, punk, and even metal in a way that is instantly catchy and recognizable. With timeless classics such as I Want You to Want Me, Surrender, and The Flame, Cheap Trick are a musical institution. Anyone familiar with Comedy Central's The Colbert Report will note that Cheap Trick wrote and performed the theme song. With more than 5,000 performances, 20 million records sold, 29 movie soundtracks, and 40 gold and platinum recording awards, the band was honored in October 2007 by the Chicago chapter of NARAS, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences, for their contributions to the music industry. Cheap Trick was featured in the John Varvatos Spring 2008 ad campaign. The band most recently performed their Dream Police album in its entirety, along with an orchestra in select cities across the United States. This innovative show also includes many other songs from the band's extensive catalog, garnering them critical acclaim after performances in venues such as the Greek Theater in Los Angeles. Their most current release, the latest, released on CD, vinyl, and 8-track, has garnered glowing reviews worldwide and continues Cheap Trick's reign as a power pop group as they continue their legacy of over 35 years in the music industry. There are conditions of entry for this performance. To ensure the safety of all concertgoers, all persons and or bags will be subject to a safety and security search upon entry to the Carolina Theater. Any prohibitive items or any item deemed dangerous or inappropriate will be confiscated. Please allow sufficient time prior to your arrival for parking and bag screenings. And the Carolina Theater will be enforcing a no re-entry policy for this event. Again, Cheap Trick will be performing Tuesday, September 17th at 8 p.m. Also coming up at the Carolina Theater, the John Scofield Uber Jam Band, featuring Andy Hess, Avi Bortnick, and Tony Mason, will be performing Thursday, September 19th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are from $27 to $47. John Scofield took up the guitar at age 11, inspired by both rock and blues players, and later attended Berklee College of Music. After a debut recording with Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker, Scofield was a member of the Billy Cobham George Duke Band for 2 years. In 1977, he recorded with Charles Mingus and joined the Gary Burton Quartet. He began his international career as a band leader and recording artist in 1978 and toured with Miles Davis in the 80s. His Davis stint placed him firmly in the foreground of jazz consciousness as a player and composer. Throughout his career, Scofield has punctuated his traditional jazz offerings with funk-oriented eclectic music and has prominently led his own groups in the international jazz scene. He's recorded over 30 albums, many already classics, including collaborations with contemporary favorites like Pat Metheny, Brad Meldo, Mavis Staples, Government Mule, Joe Lovano, and Phil Lesh. Again, the John Scofield Uber Jam Band, featuring Andy Hess, Avi Bortnick, and Tony Mason, will be performing at the Carolina Theater Thursday, September 19th at 8 p.m. On Tuesday, September 24th, Joe Satriani, with special guest the Steve Morse Band, will also be performing at the Carolina Theater. Tickets for this performance are from $40 to $90. Joe Satriani has been a worldwide guitar hero since his 1987 breakthrough album, Surfing with the Alien. Over 10 million albums and CDs later, in addition to 14 Grammy nominations and numerous accolades, Satriani continues to push the envelope of modern rock guitar playing. Although he originally started his career by teaching some of the top rock guitar players of the 80s and 90s, like Metallica's Kurt Hammett and virtuoso Steve Vai, Joe Satriani is universally hailed as one of the most technically accomplished and respected guitar players in rock. Satriani, who cites Jimi Hendrix as a major influence, quickly established himself as one of rock's most influential guitarists. Since the release of Surfing with the Alien in 1987, Satriani has continually been voted the best guitarist in leading guitar magazine readers' polls. Chosen by Mick Jagger to perform worldwide on Mick's first solo tour, and by Deep Purple to tour Japan and Europe, Satriani cemented his reputation as a true guitar hero. Some information about the Steve Morse Band. Steve Morse's career has encompassed rock, country, funk, jazz, classical, and a fusion of these musical genres. In addition to his thriving solo career, Morse has been and continues to be a member of several renowned bands, including Deep Purple, and is the founder of the Dixie Dregs. Performing on more than 47 albums over the course of his career, Morse continues to push boundaries and take chances, and his appearance as a special guest at this concert is something any guitar fan won't want to miss. There are conditions of entry for this performance as well. To ensure the safety of all concertgoers, all persons and/or bags will be subject to a safety and security search upon entry to the Carolina Theater. Any prohibitive items or any item deemed dangerous or inappropriate will be confiscated. Please allow sufficient time prior to your arrival for parking and bag screenings. The Carolina Theater will be enforcing a no re-entry policy for this event. Again, Joe Satriani with special guest Steve Morse Band will be performing Tuesday, September 24th at 8 p.m. For more information about any of these performances at the Carolina Theater, you can call them at 919-560-3030. Coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club, September 19th through the 22nd, Sinbad will be performing. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street, and that's in downtown Raleigh. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-828-5233. And please note that this performance is rated R. Sinbad's name recalls the literary legend that symbolizes strength, adventure, and optimism, and that is what he strives for. Born in Benton Harbor, Michigan, Sinbad grew up telling jokes to his three brothers and two sisters. The image sticks. Sinbad the Wild Child, off-the-wall Sinbad who would do anything for attention, free as the wind, an unpredictable force that can't be harnessed, and always willing to pay any price, looking for laughs. Sinbad doesn't tell jokes. I don't know any, he admits. Instead, he stalks the stage, telling real-life stories. He doesn't deliver payoff lines. He slam-dunks them. His comedy is large, physical, and impetuous. Psychologically, he jams us, poking holes in our lifestyles. His stories mirror our foibles. His is the explosive energy of the neighborhood. His phrasing is manic, musical, and right on time. He doesn't write his material. He relives it as he remembers it. Sinbad made his big screen debut in the 1991 gridiron comedy Necessary Roughness. His other motion picture credits include starring roles in Houseguest, First Kid, and Jingle All the Way, and a cameo in Coneheads. He was the voice of the canine Riley in Homeward Bound 2. On television, he starred in the title role of the Cherokee Kid on HBO and was the star and executive producer of his own acclaimed Fox TV sitcom, The Sinbad Show, and Sinbad's Summer Jam Weekend 2, airing on HBO. Sinbad's Summer Jam won the prestigious NAACP Image Award consecutively for 2 years in the Most Outstanding Variety Series/Special category. Sinbad transcended into late-night talk with ease, creating quick repertoire with any guest. When you have the opportunity to get into business with someone like Sinbad, you don't pass it up, said Quincy Jones. He is a veteran performer known for his unique comedic voice and larger-than-life personality. Sinbad hosted Vibe from 1997 to 1998. Sinbad, who has built a loyal following with his sold-out comedy shows and has gone from being one of America's best-loved, funniest comedians to national stardom on television and movies, now brings his observations to the printed page. From love to layaway, parenting to primping, weight loss to the World Wide Web, Guide to Life, Because I Know Everything, certainly has something for everyone. This book was published by Bantam Books hardcover in April 1997 and mass market paperbacks in May 1998. Sinbad finds time for humanitarian and community services. Working with the Children's Defense Fund and Omega Boys Club has helped him to continue to be more aware of the needs of children. In March of 1996, Sinbad accompanied the First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton on an official visit to Bosnia and other European stops to provide comic relief to U.S. peacekeeping troops. Again, Sinbad will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club September 19th through the 22nd, and phone number for more information on that is 919-828-5233. And just a reminder that this performance is rated R. Got a few things coming up at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater. The Cocoa Booth Amphitheater is located at 8003 Regency Parkway in Cary. For ticket information about any of these performances, you can call them at 919-462-2025. The Picking in the Pines Bluegrass Series is continuing. Tyler Taproom presents Picking in the Pines Bluegrass Series, and that will take place every Wednesday evening from August 28th through September 18th and feature local and regional talent from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. All seating and music will take place in the spacious Crescent Deck, creating a casual environment to relax and mingle with friends. The event time is 5:30 to 8:30. Gates will open at 5:30. Tickets for these performances, $5 per show for adults, and kids 12 and under are free. Patrons are allowed to bring in picnics, but no alcohol. Also coming up at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater, Willie Nelson and Family will be performing September 14th. The showtime is 8 p.m., gate time is 7 p.m., and the parking lot will open at 6 p.m. Ticket prices for this performance, reserved and table seating, $54.50. Lawn seats are $35, and the long price will increase to $40 the day of the show. Items that are allowed: lawn chairs of any height, blankets, raincoats and ponchos, non-professional cameras. Prohibited items: pets, weapons, umbrellas, and food and beverages. Alabama Shakes will also be performing at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater with special guests the Dexateens and Majestico, and that performance will take place on September 20th. Showtime is 8 p.m. Ticket prices for this, general admission pit tickets are $40. Reserved table seating are $40. Lawn seats are $30. And the lawn price increases to $35 on the day of the show. Again, for more information about any of these performances at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater, you can call them at 919-462-2025. Coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, an evening with Nina Freelon will be performing, or this performance will take place September 14th at 8 p.m. at the Fletcher Opera Theater. Now, the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts is located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh, and the Fletcher Opera Theater is inside of that. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-996-8700. Shaw University's WSHA-88.9 FM presents An Evening with Nina Freelon, and this is a benefit concert for WSHA-FM, and this is also featuring The Beast and Big Band. Six-time Grammy Award nominee Nina Freelon has earned a well-deserved reputation as a compelling and captivating live performer. Recently, Nina Freelon triumphed in two productions, first with opera superstar Jesse Norman and the indie phenom band The Roots, in composer Laura Cartman's undertaking of Langston Hughes's Ask Your Mama at the Hollywood Bowl, and second in SRO shows at the Tanglewood Jazz Festival with the Duke Ellington-inspired Dreaming the Duke, with classical star Harolyn Blackwell and pop jazz crossover pianist Mike Garson. The versatile songstress quickly followed that with notable turns, with a featured song on TV's number one cable hit Mad Men, and with the world-famous Count Basie Orchestra to celebrate their new Mack Avenue recording on which she can be heard. Again, Nina Freelon will be performing September 14th at 8 p.m. at the Fletcher Opera Theater. Also coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts at the Mamandi Concert Hall, Bella Fleck, the North Carolina Symphony Special. This performance will take place September 24th at 7:30 p.m. The five-string banjo master marks the International Bluegrass Music Association's move to Raleigh with a special concert that will get your foot tapping and your spirit soaring. North Carolina is famous around the world for its traditional music, and from time to time, different members of the symphony and staff members come together to play as the North Carolina Symphony Bluegrass Band. As part of the Bella Fleck concert on September 24th, the NCS Bluegrass Band will feature Principal Second Violin Jacqueline Said Wolbarski, Assistant Principal Second Violin David Kilbride, Associate Principal Bass Robert K. Anderson, Director of Operations Alan Love on guitar, Director of Communications Joe Newberry on guitar and banjo, with special guest Chris Brashear on mandolin. Also as part of the evening's program, popular North Carolina songwriter and vocalist Laurelyn Dossett will perform with the symphony, accompanied by Joe Newberry and Chris Brashear to present music new and traditional. Tickets for this performance are $45 to $75. Again, for ticket information about either of these performances, you can call the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts at 919-996-8700. The Gospel Jubilators, presented in partnership with the Town of Wake Forest, will be performing on September 8th at 5 p.m. This venue will take place, this performance will take place at the E. Carroll Joyner Park. The rain date for this is the same date, but the rain site will be at the Florida Community Center Gym. This concert is free and open to the public. Durham's Gospel Jubilators are considered among North Carolina's elder statesmen of Jubilee singing. The group has existed for more than four decades and have been featured in the North Carolina Symphony's Blue Skies and Golden Sands production at the Mimandi Concert Hall in 2009 and the festivities for the North Carolina Museum of Art's grand reopening of its East Building in 2010. In addition, the group has performed at such prestigious events as the National Folk Festival, the Smithsonian Folklife Festival, the North Carolina Bicentennial Folklife Festival, Merlefest, and the Omagh International Folk Music Festival in Ireland. In 2006, the Jubilators were invited to the North Carolina Center for the Advancement of Teaching, where they participated in a musical workshop for public school teachers. This concert coincides with the Wake Forest Recreation Advisory Board's annual Wake Forest Unplug Get Connected event, which kicks off at 4 p.m. Using, quote, only the instruments God gave them, the Gospel Jubilators have kept the Jubilee tradition alive going on 40 years. Jubilee singing peaked in popularity in the 1930s and the 1940s, but Jubilators founder William P. Connor rejuvenated this style in 1972 when he founded the ensemble as a response to the growing commercialization of gospel music. Today, only one of the group's original members, Rudolph Floyd, remains. He is joined by new voices Daniel Massenburg, Talbert Myers, Frederick Tyson, Robert Churell, and Harry Leek, the next generation carrying the torch of the Jubilee tradition. This all-male vocal group performs a cappella music with rare purity and soul, highlighting vocal traditions of the golden age of the 30s and 40s gospel. Connor was a singer who had previously worked with international renowned Swan Silvertones. Concerned that the then contemporary gospel groups were more interested in flashy showmanship and elaborate instrumentation than a clear spiritual message, Connor sought to bring spirituality to the forefront of the music through complex, unaccompanied harmonies of the Jubilators. The Gospel Jubilators' style and repertoire, an a cappella form known as Jubilee Singing, intentionally harken back to popular African-American gospel groups such as the Golden Gate Quartet and the Selah Jubilee Singers. Again, this concert is free and open to the public, and the Gospel Jubilators will be performing at the E. Carroll Joyner Park. If it rains, it will be held at the Flaherty Community Center Gym, and this performance does take place Sunday, September 8th at 5 p.m. And we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you listened again, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. And so long until next time.